That's a great question. We had something happen just last year that caused us to really sit down and talk. Okay, so my salary's been significantly increased. It would be just a standard wage for somebody doing what I'm doing, probably a little bit less than a typical person would, you know, a ministry. We give away 100% of the royalties, but I'm paid a salary by the ministry. And but for us, having made minimum wage for 20 years, it just seems like an extraordinary amount of money, even though when somebody says, so what are you talking about, what are you making now, and I tell them, I go, what? I mean, that's less than I make, and I would have thought you made a lot more. Well, but to us, it's just a large amount of money. So the good part about it is, well, fine, we give away a good portion of the money that we're paid in addition to giving away the royalties, and that's been our lifestyle, and that's been our choices. But a strange thing happened, and that is that we had a leaky basement, which we'd actually had for many years. But the option, it was always just, you know, take the water vacuum and, you know, just do all the things you do, and then the carpet would get soaked and all. But we couldn't afford to do anything to, like, people would say, well, waterproof your foundation, and how much is that going to cost? And I think the first person quoted something like $10,000 and go, oh, well, when you're making minimum wage, that is simply not a consideration. Well, now, the problem had gotten worse, and it got to the point that, bailing it out, sump pump, all of those kinds of things was just no longer an option. It was basically our house was going to get destroyed if we didn't fix it. So we get these bids. And the bottom line is, to get it done right, it was going to cost $25,000. Well, that's more than I had made in a year for many years. You know, and so we look back, and to us, that amount of money, just, it was so shocking and actually depressing. Not that we couldn't get by, because when you subtracted the 25 from what I was now making, we were still making a lot more than I was making minimum wage. So I said to Nancy, why does this feel so bad? I mean, the Lord's provided, but we've always been able to take what he's provided and felt good about how it was being spent. And now we don't feel good about how it's being spent. Because then you're saying, what could this $25,000 do in missions? What could it do overseas? What could it do in helping the poor and the needy and all of that? Yeah, and so now our world is a different world. And so our temptations, but just trials, you know, in general, are just of a completely different nature. But the irony was, and this gets to the heart of your question, is I said to Nancy, it was actually easier when we made minimum wage, because the Lord always provided, and we didn't, you know, there wasn't the option of spending $25,000 on something.